This is Apollo Control at 113 hours, 26 minutes. We have observed and are tracking a pressure decay in the descent oxygen tanks of the lunar module Falcon. Pressures are reading slightly less than 100 pounds per square inch low. This is not a dangerous situation, but we are looking at what the long-term effects may be if it continues. It's not rapid, it's very slow. There is a possibility that we may wake the crew early to do some troubleshooting. We'll keep you informed of the situation as it progresses. And if we do put in a call to the crew, we'll come up and stand by live on air ground. All other systems are looking good. And the cabin pressure is holding good, still holding at 4.82 PSI. Command module Endeavor is out of contact now, behind the moon. And the flight surgeon reports that the lunar module pilot, whom he is monitoring, appears to be sleeping well. At 113 hours, 27 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. We've had... This is Apollo Control at 114 hours, 26 minutes. We've had no conversations with the Apollo 15 crewmen since we said goodnight to them several hours ago. Endeavor is on its 19th revolution of the moon now and is... just about to pass over the landing site at Hadley Apennines. We're continuing to evaluate the long-term effects of the slow pressure decay in the descent oxygen tanks. There is no impact on the mission at this time. It does not appear now that we will awaken the Falcon crew until the scheduled time. That's 1 hour, 58 minutes from now, when we do awaken them at the regular scheduled time, we'll do some troubleshooting on this situation. Cabin pressure is still holding at 4.8 pounds per square inch. Cabin temperature still 56 degrees. At 114 hours, 27 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 115 hours, 25 minutes. Because of the busy timeline the crew will have getting ready for EVA-1, Flight Director Pete Frank has decided to awaken the crew early. And a call will be put into them shortly to troubleshoot this descent oxygen tank problem. The pressure decay in both the descent tanks is attributed to a leak. The procedures that will be used be designed to locate the leak. These procedures have been completed just now, and we expect CAPCOM Bob Parker. worker to put in a call to the crew shortly. We'll stand by live, wait for that call. This is Apollo Control, 115 hours, 27 minutes. Flight director is continuing to discuss the procedures with his flight controllers and with the CAPCOM. We'll continue to stand by live. The CAPCOM will be putting in a call very shortly.
Falcon, Houston, over.
Houston, this is Falcon, come.
Roger, good morning, Dave. Waking you up an hour early because we've got a little problem on board. We need addressed. When you get a moment to get something to write it down, let me talk to you about it. In detail. The problem we're looking at is leaking descent 02, and we're trying to determine whether we got a small cabin leak or a leak in the oxygen system itself. Over.
Okay, understand, Bob.
This is Apollo Control. Flight Director Pete Frank has just informed the flight controllers here that he does not consider this an emergency situation. However, he does want to protect the capability to complete all three EVAs as planned. That's why he made the decision to awaken the crew early and troubleshoot this problem.
Houston, you're ready to copy.
Stand by.
Houston, this is Hadley. We're ready to copy.
Okay, Hadley. First thing we'd like is high bit rate. That'll allow us to look at some extra parameters, particularly temperature, to see how much of this fall is due to temperature effects, which we haven't experienced before. So if you're standing right there, why don't you flip that on while I read you the rest of the pad, Jim.
Okay, we're high bit rate.
Roger, thank you. Next step is descent 02 to close. And why don't you do that now, because the step following that is for the ground to monitor the descent 02 tank pressure and the cabin pressure. And we're going to look and see if the leak, which we've seen so far as a drop in the tank pressure, is due to a cabin leak or to a leak in the system itself. Copy?
Yeah, I copy. Descent 02 is closed.
Roger, stand by. Okay, Hadley, we'll be watching that. You might copy down the following steps to be performed depending upon our analysis of what we're watching right now. One, if leak stops, upper and forward hatch valves close. And ensure that the urine QD is capped. Over.
Stand by one. Houston, this is 15. We were just looking at the urine transfer device, and that valve was in the open position, although the device was capped.
Roger. Copy and understand that the receptacle or transfer device was attached to the hose at that all night?
Confirm.
Roger, stand by. Okay, Jim, we'd like you to leave it in the configuration you found it in for a few minutes because that'll allow us to verify that that's where the leak was. Over.
Okay, I'm going to open the valve again.
Roger, thank you. I tell you, that's good news if that's what it is, man.
Understand on your first... Okay, on that first step that you read... that it leaks.